From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Afghan American accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing federal charges of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack in a public place. The charges against Ahmad Khan Rahami include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials there to cancel a charity road race. Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was arrested Monday in New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. President Barack Obama hosted the first ever Leaders Summit on Refugees in New York Tuesday, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. VOA's Cindy Sain is in New York.
President Obama came straight to the point about the situation millions of refugees are facing.
We are here because right now, in crowded camps and cities around the world, there are families from Darfur and Chad, Palestinians in Lebanon, who've endured years, in some cases decades, as refugees, surviving on rations and aid, and who dream of someday somehow having a home of their own.
President Obama called for people around the world to have compassion and not avert their eyes from the refugee crisis, which he said is a test of the world's common humanity. Cindy Sain, VOA News, New York.
This is VOA News. Protesters gathered outside the police headquarters in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tuesday night as tensions rise over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer. Benjamin Crump is an attorney for the family of Terrence Crutcher.
You all see him walking with his hands up. He's walking slowly. He's not threatening to anyone. It's daylight. They have several officers on the scene, and they could have easily resolve this matter with less than lethal force.
Crutcher was confronted by police Friday near his car stalled in a roadway. The U.S. Justice Department has launched a civil rights investigation into the shooting. The officer who fired the fatal shot Friday night is on administrative leave. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat the Islamic State jihadists. Clinton and Trump get their first face-to-face meeting to convince voters who's best suited to take on the terrorists when they square off in their debate next Monday in New York at a university. Aisha Sarai reports.
The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of the three following topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Third-party candidates Jill Stein and Gary Johnson were not invited to the debate, as they did not reach the required threshold of support by averaging at least 15% in five public opinion polls selected by the Commission on Presidential Debates last month. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Witnesses say a popular American English teacher was taken into custody in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Tuesday by gunmen wearing civilian clothes. Students say gunmen surrounded the school while others burst into the building and took Peter Willems to an undisclosed location. Reports say the gunmen are Houthi rebels who control the capital. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stand trial on charges of corruption and money laundering. He is accused of accepting just over $1 million in bribes connected to a sweeping kickback probe at a state-run oil company. Also on trial will be the former First Lady and six others. Lula's hand-chosen successor, Dilma Rousseff, was found guilty of breaking budget rules and dismissed from the presidency last month. Lula has denied all charges against him, but the decision may prevent Brazil's power player from making a political comeback in the 2018 presidential campaign. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.